Alex, how do you come down from, maybe come down is the wrong term, but how do you kind of come off of the high that was Saturday and the win and TJ's game winner and the crown and all of that and kind of move into the next week?
Just knowing that, like, we can't take a break. I mean, we're coming towards the end of the season, and obviously we have a set goal in mind of getting to the tournament and making a run. So we just got to quickly move on. I mean, it's a great win. I mean, we obviously celebrated afterwards in the locker room with all the water, and then Sunday as well, it kept going. But just approaching this week with the mentality that it's going to be another battle this week, just like every week is for us, and we're going to have to come bring it on in both games this week.
Zach, what's practice like from a coaching perspective? Like, what Coach Pope expects of you guys? And one thing he always says to us is, we just want to get better every day. So let's try to go beyond that, maybe a little bit. What practice is like for you guys?
It's, you know, you just gotta move on. Just like AB said, you gotta move on from that. You know, that big win that we had. That was a great team win. You know, it's St. Mary's a great team. But you have to move on from it. And so the practice going into this week, you know, obviously we do have to get better, but we have to prepare our mind for this Portland team and be able to know that this is the next game, this is the biggest game coming up because it's our next game, and we just have to keep fighting and getting better every day so that we can play that next game as hard as we did last Saturday and keep doing that each game forward.
What's it like focusing on the scout from whichever coach is preparing it, because you guys have played face Portland already, but what's that process for you like?
It's just a learning. You know, you learn from the game that we played them last time, and then you just watch that film again and are able to keep learning and keep knowing that this team is a good team and knowing that what we have to do to be able to win and to be able to compete against them.
A lot of film.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you get a chance to watch it? Is it just in team setting, or do they give you opportunities to watch it, like on an iPad if you're...
Both. We have this Fast Scout app where we know, I mean, we can watch clips from each individual player, their offensive sets, defensive concepts, and just really everything about their team and kind of how they've been moving on throughout the season. So it's really handy to be able to watch that on your phone or iPad.
Yeah.
Anything else for these guys?
When you're kind of in the throes of conference play, like right now, I think some coaches call it the dog days. I don't know if Coach Pope does, but when you're kind of in the throes of conference play, like, how much time do you spend on, like, learning the scout and going through the scout and practicing that versus, like, trying to get better in your game and improve individually and that kind of thing? Is there a balance that you find, or is it?
There definitely is. I mean, we work on defensive concepts that we have. I mean, we'll go through their sets throughout the week just so we know what we'll potentially see in the game, and then through their offensive like tendencies as well, what we can possibly get on the offensive side of the court, as well as, like, we'll do 20 minutes of shooting usually every day before practice to work on our individual skill set.
See Gav out there in the red jersey. What's it like having him back at practice now?
It's amazing. I mean, he's a very talented athlete and player, and we're happy that he's healthy right now and, I mean, moving in the right direction.
He can still do a chin-up on the rim, looks like, huh?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course he can.